Thank you very much. Now then, I might just need some volunteers. Let's have a look. Some of you are putting jumpers and extra things on. But I want to ask everybody a question. Please put your hand up if you've ever walked on water. Hand up. Oh, I thought I'd be getting a few hands up. Who's ever tried walking on water? Put your hand up. Oh, yeah, a few hand up. And when you've tried, what's happened?
You sink.
You absolutely sink. And now then, we're going to do something different this morning. Now then, I want 3 volunteers, and one of them must be an older person. And I'm thinking of John at the back. He's hiding, and he will not want me to say an older person, but I will. I know John. And I want John to take off his shoes and his socks and the whole lot, and I want 2 other volunteers, young person. Who's going to volunteer? Take your shoes and socks off. Come on, who's going to be brave? Well, Dad started on one person. I need another person. John's already got changed already. Look at John, no message there. Whoa. Don't worry if you think you've got smelly socks or feet, it doesn't matter. Right, come up here, come over here. Right, we've got one person here. We want to stand there. Come on, John, it's taking you too long. Come on down, John. Right, I need another. Oh, yeah, come on, right. You stand there, right. Okay, stand there. Oh, come on, John, there. Now then, look at John, he's up for it. Now, John, I want to stand. What's your name again? Ore. I want to stand behind Ore and. Remind me of your name. Micah. Of course, good biblical name. Okay. So we've got 3 people there. We've got some water. Now then, put your hands up if you think Micah will be able to stand in the water, walk on water. Oh, one or two are putting their hand up. Okay, hand up, hold on. Put your hand up if you think, oh, what? Ori can stand on water. His mum and dad certainly not putting their hand. Put your hand up if you think he can. He's good, he's top man, he's an athlete. He's good. Nobody. Okay, now, let's get to... Now, I know him well, so I can say, I'll get away with saying Big John. So we've got Big John at the back. Put your hand up if you think Big John. Oh, yeah, hands up. Oh, yeah, hands are up. All right, okay. Right, let's see now. I want you to... So, Michael, if you stand there for me, and Dorian, you stand... So what I'll do... Now, look, we've got water in here. Now, what I should have done is have a blanket, but it doesn't matter. Oh, will you? Yeah, thank you. Rachel's up. No mess in it, eh? Tell pastor's wife. They know, don't they? Right, so what I want you to do, Micah, and it's real water. Sorry, those at the back, they can't really see, can they? I don't mind if you want to come down. We're not, you know, we're not legalistic here. Well, we're not this morning. I may not be invited ever back again, but yeah. Come on down. Come on down. You can't miss out. Yeah, right, we've got some time. Thank you. Yeah, that will do. See to the front, we don't want anyone missing out. Some of the others, we're British, we're not moving now. Okay, can you all see? So this is real, we're not... So we've got water and we've got mica. Now, mica, you know what you've got to do? What's going to happen? Your feet has not got to what?
Sink.
Right, okay. So can you do it? Right, again, put your hand up if you think you can do it. 1 or 2 did. Yeah, a few, hand up. Look at your mum and dad. Okay, go for it, Micah. Do you think it's your... Wait, did you have cornflakes? Or what did you have this morning? Oh, I'm not allowed to ask that. What did
Toast.
You have? Toast? But he didn't do it, did he? Oh, well, still give him a little clap for not doing that, but well done as he goes there. Okay, well done, Micah. Now, he can do it now. He knows, you know. He's an athlete. There's no messing about with him. He can do it. All right, put your hand up if you think he can do it.
Okay, come on, right.
There's a few. Look, you can do it. Come on. Ooh. Oh, dear, still can't do it. Oh, okay. Sorry about that. Okay, have a good one. Now then. Now, this has got to happen. This is my friend, Big John.
Yeah? He can do anything. Yeah? All right. Absolutely. So let me make sure I give him loads of water. He can do it. Right, so Big John. Again, hands up for Big John. Oh, Lord, there's
a lot of confidence there.
Loads of hands. Come on, John, you can do it. Oh, not even with Big John. It didn't work. Hey, John. Oh, but we're gonna clap him as well, aren't we? Very good. Okay. And in fact, we can all go right now. Thank you. Thank you very much. Now, I want you now to turn to our reading. And you may think Dalton's really lost the plot. And the question I want to ask, and I've made it simple because it's more of a family service. And my real question is, where is God when we need him? And for the sake of, I was trying to break it down, and I thought for the children, boys and girls, I'd just put, where is God, okay, when it's hard? And what I mean by that is when times are difficult. Some of you have got your sheets. Don't forget on your sheets. I want titles. I want key things. I want you to write things down that really sort of mean something to you. And that's what we're going to do. Where is God when we need him? And do you know what we're going to do? We're going to look at six things. Yep, six. Don't look at your watch, boys and girls. And I want you to remember the six things, and the parents and friends. And if you're new for the first time, welcome. Great. Please come again. I really mean that. Really do. Okay. We're going to look at six things concerning our passage in a moment. And these will make more sense as I go on. It may not make sense to you at the moment. Point number one, Peter wanted to go where Jesus was. Point number two, all coming up, Peter obeyed Jesus' voice. Yeah, we're all getting it. Point number three, Peter's faith in Jesus, what? Peter's faith in Jesus, what? Kept him afloat. Okay. Point number four, I want someone to read. Point number five. Right, we'll pause there because I want to allow the boys and girls time to write it down. If those who are writing it, or older ones, because it's important for all of us. Remember our question? What was our question? Right, okay. And point number six, what does that say? What can we learn from Peter? Right, turn to Matthew chapter 14 now. I want you all to... Now, let's try and understand what was happening. Right, Matthew chapter 14, have we all got that? Now, in Matthew chapter 13, I'm not going to try and confuse you, loads of parables all the way through in Matthew 13. Lots and lots of parables, stories of heavenly meaning. Matthew, all the way through, Matthew chapter 14, Jesus heard this sad news about John the Baptist. So sad, he was taken and he was killed. And as we read on in Matthew chapter 14, we get to verse 13. Jesus feeds how many people? Someone tell me. Yes, Micah. 5,000 plus people. Jesus was... Put your hand up if you've ever fed 5,000 plus people at your house. Put your hand up. One hand. No. No. Well, never, have we? So Jesus had been busy. And Jesus had been busy. I've got to say all this very quickly. Boys and girls, 5,000 plus. He'd been busy. Jesus then said to the disciples, I want you all now to go off on the boat. I want you to go away now. He fed all the people. And Jesus then went to a mountain. And when he went to a mountain, what do you think he was doing in the mountain, boys and girls? He went off somewhere to pray. Okay. And when Jesus went off to pray, eventually Jesus then went off to see the disciples, and then he was now on the boat. And when Jesus was on the boat, Jesus wasn't on the boat, the disciples were on the boat, and then we pick the reading up
where in Matthew chapter 14 and verse 28, I now want you to have a look as to what's going on. Now, actually, verse 22, Matthew 14 and verse 22. Okay. Immediately, Jesus made his disciples get into the boat and go before him to the other side while he sent the multitudes away. Okay, verse 23, we've said he went to pray. Are we all still with me? Verse 24, but the boat was now in the middle of the sea, tossed by the waves, for the wind was really boisterous. Verse 25, can someone read verse 25 for me, nice and loud? It'd be lovely if one of the young people, but it hasn't got to be. Verse 25, I need a reader.
Now, in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went to them, walking on the sea.
Oh, verse 26, I need another reader.
And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, "It is a ghost," and they cried out with fear.
They saw him. They couldn't believe it, and they thought, what's going on? But one disciple, and I'm not reading from here now, look at verse 28. What happened? Who was this disciple who said something to Jesus? Verse 28, Peter. Verse 28, and Peter answered and said, "Lord, if it is you," remember what we've said, people can't walk on the water. But Jesus is what? He's God. He's different. Verse 28. And Peter answered him and said, "Lord, if it's you, command me to walk on the water." Wow. What's going on? So the Lord commanded Peter to walk on the water. So our first point, Peter wanted to walk on the water. The Lord says, if it come. Peter came, first point. Second point, Peter obeyed. And when he obeyed, he wanted to what? What's our picture? Peter wanted to get what? What, can you see that picture? What did he want to do? Get out the boat, didn't he? So there's Peter. Perhaps I'm in the way here.
I know what did you say? There was me. He wanted to go. He said, "Lord, if it's you, allow me to walk on the water." And straight away, he was getting out the boat.
And as he got out the boat, we come to our third point. Peter's faith in Jesus kept him afloat. I want you to look at verse 28. Can someone read verse 28 again for me? It's on the screen.
And Peter answered him and said, "Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water."
And he did. What's our picture? Can we see it? Walking on the water. What can we say about Jesus? Jesus is what? He's powerful, isn't he? He's incredible. He's God. And this same Jesus who allowed Peter to walk on the water is here today. It's incredible. What was our point? You see how quickly we got through our point. You probably can't see point three there because of the way how I've sent the... It's not Nathan's fault. It's the way I've sent it there. But, oh, right. Oh, okay. Right. Thank you very much. Just moving that. Okay. Point three there. All right. So, boys and girls, are you following? Point one. I hope you can remember what we said about point one. In fact, who can remember? We're not moving then. What was point one? Right. Peter wanted to... Peter wanted to go where Jesus was. Yeah, point number two. See, I'm going to make sure everyone's following. Come on. Yeah. Yeah, Micah? That's right, he did. Yeah, and point number three. Yes, go on. Lovely. Right. Peter's faith in Jesus kept him afloat. And do you know, when the going gets hard, when we're struggling in life, it's dead easy to think we can sort it out ourselves. It's ever so easy to forget about God. Some of you know, because I've said it so many times here, about when I was made redundant. But 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, I got back from Greece, and guess what happened? I got back, Gatwick Airport, I got to the airport, I got on the train to go to St. Pancras, and as I got into the train went from East Croydon, and it was then meant to go on to the next station. As I sat on the train, there was an announcement. And the announcement on the train was, everyone on this train, you need to get off. Because they were cancelling trains, and sadly, someone got knocked over that day. And because of that, they had to change the route. But in the panic, they said, everybody's got to get off this train. And they said, the train that you want is just over the way, just a few yards away. So I sat there with all these cases. I've just been abroad. I've got all these things. And I've got to get off the train. So what do I do? Everyone was scrambling. So I scrambled off. Wait, why would everybody else? When I got onto the other train that they wanted me to go on, it was now leaving East Croydon and going somewhere else. Oh, guess what? I forgot the summit. I've left my hand, my take-home carrier case that I've got. It had got my passport in London. Oh, what do I do? The train was going. For a moment, I was panicking. Do you know what I did? This is honest proof. I said, Dalton, just calm down and pray. So don't, sometimes it's better to talk to yourself because nobody else is listening. Anyway, and you know, for a moment, from the panic and the fear, I prayed, Lord, please help me to get that case back. And then I just felt at peace. And I thought, well, I'm not going to worry anymore. That's it. So what then happened? The train leaving East Croydon, it went to the next station. I got off the train to get another train to go back to the place where I'd started. And when I got there, I went to the office and I said, you know, I've left my hand luggage on there. It's got my passport in, and obviously I need it back and I'm quite concerned. And they took the details and they said, we'll do our best to get it. And they said, do you know where that train was going eventually? And I said, the one I was on, it was going to end up in Bedford. Obviously I'm going to Leicester. Anyway, that's another story. But you know what? I said, I'll ring you back later. And I still felt calm. Complete calm, honestly. But I said, I've prayed to God. And I must leave it with God. What was our theme? What do we do? Who can remember? What is the theme? When things go hard. Where is God when it's hard? Okay. I prayed and I prayed. Eventually got back to Leicester at about 9:30 that evening. 11 o'clock, my mobile went off from the train station. What do you think the news was? Sorry? Got the bag. Well, that deserved a high five. I did. I got the bag. Why? Well, the Lord protected me as well. Yeah. Some of you may say, well, God, it probably would have happened anyway, whether you're prayed or not. Huh? Could be right, I don't know, could be right. But do you know what? My faith, my trust is in God. Why do I share all that? Because when the going gets tough with all of us in life, we get butterflies in our tummies, we get worked up, it makes us ill. Oh, to trust God more. Take God on, I mean, say to the test, to say, Lord, I'm going to leave it with you. Trust God more. Peter here, we're not digressing. And the examples here for the lovely guys that came up here and thank them for coming up. It's against gravity. You can't walk on water. Sorry, guys, but you just can't do it. It's not natural. But they were still willing to come up for Uncle D. And even our lovely Big John and lovely other guys that came up. Thank you all very much. But it's against gravity. But God is special. And he can do more than we ever can ask or think or do. And so Peter got out of the boat and he wanted to follow God. Point number three. Okay, point number four coming up. Hope you're all still with me. And I want you to think about this. And I'll just leave it here for a moment because I want everybody to think. Fear made Peter see. Look at verse 30. Well, I've got it up here. Why do I say fear made him sink? Look at verse 30. But when he saw the wind, he was afraid. And beginning to sink, he cried out, "Lord, save me." Our fear, and I hope you all can hear me, but our fear can cause us to sink in life's difficulties. Absolutely. Without God. Please turn your fear to prayer. And you'd be amazed what God can do. And I mean that. That was a real example for me with the loss of my passport. It could have gone. Someone could have taken it. Well, not that anyone wants to clone Dalton King. But you never know these days. It could have been taken, it could have been gone. But my prayer, Lord, please help me to get this back. And as soon as I prayed that, I just felt peace. In fact, I rang my wife up and she said, you sound too casual, Dalton. Are you okay, love? She says. I said, I'm fine. I'm fine, love, because I've prayed. Please remember that. This is our God. And boys and girls, what a God we have. And we've heard about him at that camp, haven't we? Ooh, praise God. I hope you're still following me, boys and girls. I want to see those sheets well filled up. We've said so much this morning. Right, so fear, we don't want fear. Instead of fear, we want trust. Believe. God is there. He's real with us. Point number four, that was. Okay. Point number five, what does it say? Well, look at verse 31. Can someone read verse 31 for me? Let's have a read of this sign. Verse 31, Matthew 14. There must be a reader.
And immediately he stretched out his hand and caught him and said to him, "O you of little faith, why did you doubt?"
Indeed. Why did you doubt? He was beginning to sink. Cried out, "Why did you doubt?" And that's what the Lord says to all of us. Don't doubt me. Trust me. Point number five. Jesus lifted Peter up. Verse 31. As we've just read. And immediately Jesus stretched out his hands and caught him and said, "O ye of little faith, why do you doubt?" So, five things we've mentioned about Peter. But what can we learn, boys and girls? What does it mean to us? This is our sixth point, our final point. See, I told you I wasn't going to be long. Straightforward, so you all could be with me. And I want to know the 5 points in a bit. What can we learn from all the things we've talked about? Point number one, this is so important. Look at this. You are never out of God's sight. I want you to remember that. Never. He's an all-seeing God, all-knowing God. We sometimes use a big word, omniscient, all-knowing, all-present, omnipotent, but we're not going to try and be clever this morning. We'll just say, he's all-knowing and he's there. What a God. So we can't run from him. And isn't it wonderful if we had time would read some of this, but in Hebrews 4, verse 13, he says, he will never leave us nor forsake us. And that's lovely to think of that. What else can we say? You are never out of God's reach. Secondly, ooh, there was Peter thinking he's sinking. Thinking, he thought, that's it. I'm sinking. Michael, he thought, I'm going down. But the Lord picked him up, Michael. Wonderful, wasn't it? Great. Tremendous. Same over here. The Lord picked him up, sister, didn't he? He really thought, my fear. I can't go. But Jesus picked him up. And you know what? Jesus will pick us up when we feel fearful. And we think, where are you? He picks us up. Yes, of course. Lovely.
Remember that. What else can we learn? Thirdly, you are never out of God's care.
Sometimes we feel we've got an illness that's been with us for a long time. And we think, Lord, will you heal me? Sometimes we have to trust God, even when we feel we want healing now. Sometimes the Lord says, wait. Sometimes the Lord doesn't always heal as we want and when we want. But we still got to trust him in all of this. Now, I know it's easy for me to stand here and say some of these things, but sometimes in practice it's hard. Of course it's hard. That's why we've got to keep on keeping on, laying hold of God. You're never out of God's care. Boys and girls, lovely. What's the next thing we're going to say? I love this. In Matthew, in verse 27, Jesus says, take heart to Peter. It is I, do not be afraid. And do you know, when we're going through a difficult time, boys and girls, you're all on school holidays at the minute, aren't you? Yeah. And poor mum and dad, they've got to keep people occupied. Yeah. Right up until, and they say, what we're going to do next? And they could perhaps do with another holiday after school holiday. Anyway, yeah, yeah. But you know, and I'm not trying to get you down, but when the time comes for you to go back, you may well feel and say, oh, I don't want to go back. Or maybe some of you can't wait to get back. Put your hand up if you can't wait to get back to school. Oh, okay. All right.
All right. All right. That tells me a story. But that's right. But do you know what? No matter how difficult the going is, please try and remember Jesus' words to Peter. It is I. Be not be afraid. And we've got to look out for the it is I when it's tough. Because he's there. He won't leave us. God will not abandon his people. Please take hold of that. He will not. Fifthly, and we are finishing, don't worry. And I want, this is an important one. Peter got out of the boat. We can't, some Christians, we beat Peter up too much about the water and getting boisterous. We mustn't beat Peter up. Why? Because Peter got out of the boat. He was willing to get out of the boat for Jesus. Some Christians and some people are still in the boat. Why? Because they're not going to trust God to get out of the boat thinking that God can keep them walking on the water. And that's a challenge for everybody this morning. Where are you? Are you willing to launch out of that boat of life? To trust God, even in the unknown. We've got to do that, haven't we, boys and girls? We've got to trust God. Sometimes, you know, we've got to step and trust him. In the Old Testament, Exodus chapter 14, I think it is, here was God's people. They were in slaves in Egypt. They came out, going on, marching on. And eventually, Pharaoh and all his men, they're all being pursued. And there was water. What was the name of the sea? The what sea? The Red Sea. And it's, what's going to happen? We're going to drown. What did God do? What did God do to the water? Parted. The water was parted. So that they were able to walk up one another. And that's our God. Let's not allow the water to stop us to launch out for God. And let us be willing to come out of the comfort of the boat of this life. To follow God. And we finish with this. Remember, still in Exodus 14:14,
There's a word there where it says the Lord will fight for us. It doesn't mean we're going to have a scrap. No, we're not talking like that. What it means is he'll be on our side. He'll be with us. He'll help us. He'll bless us. He'll keep us. Lovely to see everybody writing. Lovely. Look at that full page there. Pages are so great. Lovely. You're all with me at the back. Look, you've got an essay at the back. Yeah, great. Thesis at the back. Great. Lovely.
We've made it straightforward and simple, and I love coming. When Nathan books me, we always agree, do I come before camp or after camp?
And I think it's been after camp most times. Great. Maybe you'll sack me, have somebody else next year. But, it's, you know, great, because it's fresh. You've all just come back. You're feeling tired, and Dalton had all his E numbers and making you feel tired with all his... There we are. Such is life. But remember, the Lord will fight for you. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for your word. We thank you, Lord, as we sing this next song, Will Your Anchor Hold in the Storms of Life? Lord, we pray that our anchor will be Jesus in the storms of life. Amen. Amen. Can everybody remember the points we mentioned? You thought you'd got away with it, hadn't you? We'll allow Nathan a few minutes to get set up. Point number one. What was point number one? Go on then. Yes. Excellent. Point number two. Yes. Excellent. Point number three.